Hello everyone and welcome to a new Sex Tour Review. Today's product is the Avocado 2-in-1 Tapping and Vibrating Clitoris Stimulator by Sohemi. So this is a very whimsical, kind of unique toy, so it caught my eye and I thought I'd check it out. This is a percussion massager. So you're probably more familiar with this, where they have those massage guns that have the ball, where instead of it like shaking, like most vibrators, they shake really fast. You know, they vibrate, they kind of go back and forth. The way the percussion is, it goes in and out really quick. It has like usually like a foam ball and you push that. They're really popular, like if you're an athlete, because it can help loosen up kind of pulled muscles or strained muscles. So they're really good for if you go to the gym a lot. So you're probably already familiar with percussion massagers if you are an athlete or something like that. And I've never seen a percussion massager used as a sex toy. I assume it's because maybe it's painful, or maybe it's just not as good. So I saw this like little avocado themed percussion vibrator, but it's very small and it's supposedly made for a clitoris. And as you can see, it looks like a little avocado. It's green, it's got a little yellow on the side, and then like the percussion massager is like the avocado seed. Now there is the buttons on the back, and the charge port is in there. And basically this is the charge cable, and you stab it with that through the silicone. So this makes the toy waterproof. So it's really easy to recharge, it's waterproof. So, you know, like a lot of female toys are usually waterproof because girls like to use them in the bath or something. All right, so you turn it on, you see the light comes on, and you can see it. Well, maybe you can't see it. It is vibrating. It may be hard to see because it's a percussion. Let me turn this up to its highest setting. So it's probably not going to come through on camera, but if I show you the tip, you can see it's going up and down. It may be easier to see if I put it on my finger. Percussion massagers, they move so quickly, but they don't vibrate very quickly. So as you can see, this isn't jumping around in my hand. Like if I set this down, like it's kind of moving, but as you can see, it's not moving. I've reviewed a lot of toys where you set it down and the toy just takes off like a bat out of hell. Now this is moving on its own slightly, but not by much. But right here on the tip of the little avocado seed, you definitely feel it. The problem is, because it's very concentrated, you really have to push. And here's the thing, if you push too hard, it turns off. So I'll push down on it, and look, it immediately turns off. Now if I let go, it turns back on. But there's like a fail safe, where if you push down too hard on the percussion massager, the massager will turn off, like as a safety feature. So there's a upper limit of what you can do to push. Now it feels good. In fact, this would be good for like almost like a muscle massager. So you know, when you buy a sex toy at the store, or when you see like a sex toy being sold in like a mainstream outlet, a lot of times they'll show like a woman holding the vibrator on her face and smiling. It's like, oh, it's a personal massager. It's a personal massager. They don't want to tell you it's to shove up your pussy. So they pretend like, oh no, I'm massaging my neck or I'm massaging my face. It's stupid. But this actually could be used like as a percussion massager for your muscles. It's not the strongest, like the big gun massagers that athletes use if they pull a muscle or something are obviously going to be much more powerful than this little avocado. But it does feel good. It feels good, like I can feel it through the glove. So, you know, it would feel good for if you, and because this really fits easily in the hand, because again, like women have to reach, when women masturbate, they have to reach between their legs to get to their clitoris or their vagina. And so the toys have to kind of be ergonomic. So this is a very ergonomic toy. And you can put this like along your neck or on your shoulder or on a sore muscle. And it's very small, but again, it's not very powerful. Again, if I just push on it with my thumb, it turns off immediately. So, all right, that's about all there is. Now there are patterns, like you know, like there always are. You can click it and it'll go different patterns and so forth. Oh, you can kind of see, okay, with the pattern, it's like doing fast, and so you can kind of see it. You can see the tip of the little avocado seed. It might be picking up on camera. You can kind of see it. Anyway, so here's the thing. Here's the final verdict about this. Let me turn this off. All right, here's the thing. It's not powerful enough. I think the idea of a percussion massager as a sex toy, it's worth exploring. But this just is not powerful enough. It doesn't hold a candle to a traditional vibrator in terms of power. A traditional bullet vibrator is just going to generate more vibration than this, and that's going to translate into a better experience. This feels okay, it feels good, but you put too much pressure on it, which is kind of the point of a percussion massager. You want to push down on it onto, you know, where you want it. It just turns off because it's not powerful enough. Now, this is only $20. So it's normally supposedly $30, but it's on sale. So it's about $20. I do have a coupon code. But let's just say for the sake of argument, this is $20. For a $20 percussion massager, it's probably fine. This is probably the best you can expect in a percussion massager for $20. I do own one of the, like, the big guns, and it costs like $100. So, you know, if this is a $100 percussion massager toy, I would expect a lot more power. But for a $20 little avocado whimsical toy, it's fine. And this could actually be passed off as a personal massager. It doesn't immediately scream as a sex toy because it's shaped like a little avocado and it's cute and whimsical. And it's a percussion massager, which are used to help you with sore muscles. So if you are someone who wants to carry around a vibrator, but you don't want to get embarrassed by it, this is not a bad option, and it's only $20. As far as like using it as a sex toy, how I would rank it among similar toys, this is fairly weak. The vibrations are fairly weak. It turns off way too easily, which means the motor gets overwhelmed. It's just not very impressive. And because it's a percussion massager, the whole toy doesn't vibrate. So aside from this very small area on the little avocado seed, you're not really feeling it anywhere else. Whereas with a traditional vibrator, you know, obviously on the point of the vibrator is where the vibrations are strongest, but the vibrations kind of carry throughout the area. So you feel it everywhere. So I think this is why percussion massagers haven't really been seen much and haven't replaced traditional vibrators. I think traditional vibrators have an edge because of just the mechanics of those vibrator toys. This is fine. This is an interesting kind of concept, and it does work, and for the price, I can't really complain. It's only $20. However, I would like to see maybe a $50 or $60 version of this with a much more powerful motor. And I think that could, one that doesn't immediately turn off when I push down on it. Because I think the benefit of a percussion massager is when you have a percussion massager, you really push down and it really gets into that deep tissue. That's what percussion massagers are great at. So when you have a really sore muscle or something like that, you push down and it really gets down into that deep tissue, breaks up that tension, and kind of makes your muscles relax. So I'd love to see a toy that did that, but this doesn't because it's just not powerful enough at only $20. It is what it is. For the price point, I can't complain, but I would like to see a more powerful version of this, even if it costs more. Something along the lines of a $50 or $60 toy. So that would be three times as expensive, but I would expect it to be three times more powerful. So something that was three times more powerful, I think that could be interesting. I'd like to actually see how that kind of fares. But I do like the concept. I like the cute little avocado design. This is the purpose of these sorts of designs is so a woman could keep this in her purse. And if her purse gets searched and someone reaches in and finds this little avocado, it doesn't immediately strike as a sex toy. They're like, oh, what's this avocado? You know, maybe it's a coin purse or maybe it's a kid's toy. Like, oh yeah, you know, my kid plays with it or something, or it's a cat toy. You know, you could pass this off on a lot of different things. It doesn't immediately scream that it's a sex toy. I've also seen like vibrators that look like lipstick or something like that. I don't know why. Like, women are very weird about their masturbatory habits. It is what it is. Whatever. Anyway, so I thought this was an interesting toy. For the price, I can't complain. It is a percussion massager. It does work, but you just can't push too hard, which kind of defeats the purpose of a percussion massager, in my opinion. It can't really be used for sore muscles because it's not powerful enough. While it could conceivably work as like a clitoral stimulator, it's not going to work better than a bullet vibrator, which costs the same, and it's going to send vibrations all throughout the area and probably give you a better experience overall. So, interesting concept, interesting kind of budget attempt. But I think to really unlock the potential of a percussion massager vibrator, you really need to put in a more powerful motor, even if it costs more, in order to actually get the benefits of this sorts of technology. But, you know, for the price, again, I can't complain. And I have a coupon code which will make it even cheaper. So if you're in the market for a cheap pocket percussion massager that you can keep in your, you know, your purse or your pocket or your glove compartment or whatever, you need something small to help. It does feel good. I mean, I wouldn't compare it to like a $100 massage gun. But if you need just a percussion massager to kind of help, you know, not... I don't know how to measure how hard I can push on it, but pushing down on it with just my thumb, not too much to turn it off, but enough, it does feel good. So I don't think this is a ripoff. I think for the money you're paying, you're getting a pretty good massager. It's just that I would like a better massager and I'm willing to pay more for it. That's kind of the gist of what I'm saying. So what do you get? You get the avocado, you get the charge cable. That's all you need. That's all it does. It says it's a 2-in-1 tapping and vibrating stimulator, but it's not really a 2-in-1. It's just a percussion massager. Now, as a byproduct of the percussion, there is some ambient vibration, but it's nothing really special. It's just like a byproduct of the percussion massager. So that's really all I have to say. So if this sounds interesting to you, go ahead and check it out. It is very reasonably priced for what it is. So a small pocket, you know, percussion massager might be a good thing if you're in the market for one, but I think a better, more powerful, more expensive one would be better, in my opinion. But use the coupon code, it's good for the whole site. So Sohemi sells a lot of products, I reviewed most of them, so check out the site, use the coupon code, save a little bit of money. You could buy this product, you could buy any of the other products you see on Sohemi. So thank you very much, Sohemi, for sending me this toy. This is Turd Flingy Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.